Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
The anthem of small business from the Atlanta Rhythm section. Even when your times get rough and you've had enough, still got to try. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I know about that anthem. So folks, you know I do because you know that I'm a small business owner just like you. I know that you know about that anthem because, especially in 2009, that's your motto, right? Survival. Do it or die. Make sure that we can open our doors January 1, 2010. And if you're doing better than that, congratulations. Send us a note. Tell us how you're doing it. My website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Rich Galen is our guest. He is the publisher of Mullings.com, the thrice weekly, except in August, publication that he publishes by email every week. It's, as I've said before, he is of the Republican persuasion. If you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he's talking about. If you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. Rich Galen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, my friend.
It's good to have you back, and thank you for helping us do a little retrospective on Senator Kennedy in the previous segment. But you've just returned from Afghanistan. Now, you've got some perspective. Tell us about it.
Well, Afghanistan, to go back in time, as you and I think still many of your listeners may remember, I spent 6 months in Iraq about the same time your son was there,
right,
just before. So I'm kind of used to that area of the world. But in 2005, I went over to be an official observer for their elections then, and that was the first ever parliamentary election. This election last week was a combination for provincial, the county government, state government, really, as well as for president. And this time there were 41 candidates for president. They're going to have to do something to weed that down. But really, four.
Viva la two-party system,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. It makes it so much easier to follow. But there were really four major candidates, including Hamid Karzai, who's the current president. And the rules of the game are if nobody gets over 50%, then the top two go into a runoff sometime in early October. And it looks like that's what's going to happen.
Well, now, and of course, folks, Rich was being a little modest because your Middle East background is deep. I mean, deep and wide. You go back to earlier than that.
To the early 90s. When I worked for EDS, which at the time, now is of course owned by HP, but at the time it was owned by GM.
Right.
I was sent to see if I could figure out how to do business, how a company like that could do business in a place like the Middle East, we set up shop in Bahrain.
So you've got significant background and perspective in the ways of that part of the world. But Afghanistan is unique unto itself, isn't it?
It is, because it has been where it sits in Southwest Asia, in between sort of, you know, all these crossroads. Not a trade crossroads. It's a crossroads of people that want to conquer each other, the fact that its people over the generations and generations have really become very warrior, great warriors. It's not very arid. I mean, it's not arid. It is very arid. But it you can't grow very much there, unfortunately, poppies grow.
Poppy is the cash crop.
Yeah, I mean, not wheat. It's poppies.
Yeah,
and it's unfortunately a great cash crop, but the Afghans themselves have been trying very hard to make a country that makes some sense, and every time they seem to kind of get a little forward momentum, something happens and tosses them back. The Taliban. Taliban, by the way, the Pashto word for student, and Arabic, I think, is talib, T-A-L-I-B, and in Pashto you add an A-N to make it plural, so Taliban means the students, literally,
mm-hmm.
And they are they consider themselves the world's experts on the absolute interpretation of the Quran,
mm-hmm.
And they're just brutal. I mean, they're just astonishingly
brutal.
Well,
we know about that with the treatment of women and right. and that sort of thing. What, of course, Afghanistan, the people of Afghanistan have really had a tough time. I mean, I don't know who was before, if they were self-determined before the Russians came in 79 or 80, and then they left after 10 years, and then the United States came in and then the Taliban and left, and then the Taliban came and now we've run them out. The United States is back in there trying to help out along with another a group of other countries.
Yeah, that's been pretty much going on. I mean, the timing is a little more frequent now.
Yeah.
But that's essentially what's been happening, you know, for the last 3,000 years there.
How did the election go? As an observer, what was your report?
Well, you know, one of the problems
been some, there's been some controversy about the fraud.
Oh, absolutely. The issue wasn't whether there would be fraud, and we were told this by the you know, the people that were leading the delegation. Don't measure it in terms of, you know, an election in Alexandria, Virginia, where I live. Measure it in terms of, you know, will the average Afghan think that this was legitimate enough? The Taliban down south in Kandahar in that region went out of their way to threaten people. So the turnout there was very light.
Wow.
That happened to be, I mean, very light, like 10%. And that happens to be Karzai's strong territory.
Mm-hmm.
Way up in the north where I was in places like Mazar-e Sharif, which is Abdullah's, the number two guy right now, his home territory, the turnout was very good, especially amongst women.
Hmm.
And like so many other places on the planet, the cultural differences, there are two different ethnic backgrounds between the north and the south. And up in the north, you know, we found women that were running the entire polling place.
Wow.
As opposed
Rich,
to not voting at
hold
all.
Hold on to that thought, folks. Rich now is an expert on voter fraud. We're going to send him to Chicago and for our next election here. Quick break. Just teasing Chicago. Just having a little fun. Tintail, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Rich Galen is our guest. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. The small business advocate, Rich Galen, is our guest, our good friend, the author of Mullings.com. And, Rich, your vacation's about over, buddy. I'm going to expect to see 3 columns a week out of you after this week.
Right after Labor Day.
Yeah. So anything else you want to tell us about what you got going on these days besides Mullings.com?
Well, you know, everything else is sort of ticking along. I will tell you that to get through this period, what I did was I narrowed down the focus of what I was sort of pitching potential clients that I
this
could
this period meaning the recession.
The recession, yeah.
Okay.
Rather, and it's worked pretty well. I mean, I for a couple of really big clients now, I am just the writer. Mm-hmm. They need an op-ed, I write it. They need, you know, some letters to the editor, I write them.
Mm-hmm.
They need a blog for somebody, I write that. And I found that by narrowing down the service offering,
mm-hmm.
To the things that I really do best. I mean, I'm a really pretty good writer.
And tangible things.
Yes, that's something that's measurable. You know, can we have an op-ed by, mm-hmm. you know, by this afternoon? And we've talked about this. I'm a pretty good writer, but that's not where the money is. The money is I'm really fast. So I can knock out 750 words in 20 minutes and then go to Starbucks, come back, have lunch, and then hit the send key so they don't know it's too easy.
And modesty, folks. That's one of another reason why we have him on the show is this modesty is insurmountable. Rich, I want to get back to Afghanistan quickly, and you know, as you know, the war effort for the United States is moving from Iraq to Afghanistan. Nobody knows that better than you. How goes it over there for our guys?
It goes not well. It's again, you're dealing with what somebody named an asymmetrical war. You've got you know, this huge war fighting capability in the United States up against you know, somebody that is perfectly happy to walk into a market as they did yesterday and blow themselves up and kill 57 people.
Yeah.
In Kandahar or wherever that was, and it's really, really hard, and it's going to be a difficult call.
Is it going to be harder? Is it going to be tougher for us to extricate ourselves from Afghanistan than it was from Iraq?
Yeah, I think so. Because again, in Iraq, you can argue one way or the other whether or not there were weapons of mass destruction and how dangerous Saddam was. But there's no arguing about Afghanistan that if we leave, the Taliban comes back in. If the Taliban comes back in, they'll sell their services to Al Qaeda, and we're back to where we were on September 10th, 2001, and the bad guys will have a safe haven to operate from, and we can't.
I don't mean any disrespect, because I have friends in Afghanistan, Afghani friends, but democratizing Iraq is nothing at all like trying to democratize Afghanistan.
Yeah, because Iraq was a very westernized country. Very few people wore thobes.
Highly literate.
Yeah.
With assets, with resources.
Yeah, with great resources. Yeah. And Afghanistan has none of those.
And not that much out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, Iraq was Mesopotamia, and so they've been doing this for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And Afghanistan, not so much.
No, right. It's very tough. But it's, you know, but all you can do is just try to be helpful and hope that they can grab the reins of this thing and make it happen.
Well, where do we go from here over there?
I think what we do is we get into a holding pattern. The commanding general is going to issue a report. The president has already ordered 30,000 more troops, and my guess is he'll have to do that at least once more.
Right.
Where I was, the major force were Germans, big German force up in the north. And what you do is you try to clear out these villages and stay there long enough to let the villages and the province kind of stand up its own defense forces and then kind of pull back. But it's we're going to be having this discussion 10 years from today.
Rich, when over the years since we've been in Iraq, I've interviewed, as you know, a handful of people who are over there helping the Iraqis get their economy going, build businesses, build marketplaces, and they did that with some success. And those the results of their efforts are still being seen. Is that even an opportunity in Afghanistan?
It is, but in a completely different direction, because as you say, there's no history of commerce to speak of in Afghanistan. It's mostly, you know, kind of, it's almost, they're not Bedouin, but it's almost like Bedouin trading in the desert. You know, I need water, you've got, you know, you've got a goat, I'll trade you this water for that goat. As opposed to the Iraqis who understood international, you know, trade and things like that. So completely different experience in terms of the culture, and a completely different set of problems.
And the regions are separate from each other, not only in culturally maybe, but also for the geography is just so hard.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There's not much place to grow things. I once wrote a joke that said, "What's the Pashto word for green?"
Yeah.
There isn't one.
Yeah. Hey Rich, thanks for serving our country as you did. Thanks for the report, and hopefully God bless our men and women over there. I know you join me wholeheartedly in that. Those who are over there trying to do that tough job over there.
Absolutely.
Rich Kalin, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back, I promise. I will be too after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you today to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.